1-1. Valbuena drives this pretty deep left center field. Jones is back. So is Kim. And they'll watch that one go. Go ahead home run for Luis Valbuena. His second home run in as many days. And it's 4-3 Astros.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Astros 4-3 winners over the Baltimore Orioles. Time now to be joined by our Landry's player of the game. Joined live in the dugout by Astros infielder Luis Valbuena, had the go-ahead solo home run off of Tyler Wilson in the sixth inning. And first of all, congratulations on the big hit, Luis. Second straight day that you've hit a home run that's put the Astros in the lead. Tell us about that at-bat with Wilson. It was the third time you faced him. Did you have an idea of what to expect there?
Thank you. Oh, yeah. And he threw me like a lot of good pitch to him, but I'm looking for another pitch. And I tell Bass, and I'll be aggressive in the strike zone. He throw me like a two-seamer. I think this is my pitch I can miss. That's why I hit the ball all the opposite way, and I hit a home run.
Louis, it seems like you've gotten hot ever since you guys were in Boston. You had that five RBI game, including a three-run homer against the Red Sox. And since then, the long ball, it's coming with more regularity for you. It feels good to get the ball up in the air, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel so good because I go to a home play and looking for good pitch. That's the swing of every pitch he throw me, just like the pitch he wanna hit.
And you guys have been pitching so well, Luis. The bullpen's been doing great, and you guys have been striking out so many guys. And it just feels for your offense, if you just put a few runs up there, you guys can take care of the other team.
Yeah, it's like a good thing, you know. When I put everything together, it's an unbelievable thing, and it's like a family in the clubhouse. That's what I like to see, like do last year.
All right, Astros looking for the sweep tomorrow, looking for a three-game win streak for the first time this season. It's going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah, you have to come by and do the same. Enjoy the game.
All right, Luis Valbuena, thanks for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and on Astro Launch, our pregame show, special guest is Lance McCullers, tonight's pitcher. And Lance, by what it looked like Friday night against the Texas Rangers, looks like all systems go. No holdbacks, nothing with you right now. You look good.
Yeah, I feel good. You know, I was kind of my discussion with AJ after the sixth inning. I want to go back out there for the seventh, and he said, you know, not right now, you know, not yet. You know, so we're still building up my endurance, making sure that everything's recovering fine, which it is. That's not the issue. We just, you know, playing everything safe right now.
Recovering fine. Everybody was talking, and I didn't want to bother you during that time, but there was some extra soreness in between some of the sessions when you were throwing early on this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like things that I wasn't really even dealing with last year after games. You know, just normal, you know, bullpen session and. Just my body was not recovering the right way, especially my arm. So we didn't want to push that because, you know, that's when things start to, you know, kind of snowball, and then you start ending up on the DL with, you know, flexor tendon strains and whatnot when you're trying to, when you're trying to make up for, you know, maybe what you're not feeling that good that day in your shoulder. So we just want to make sure we played it safe, and, you know, we knew that I may have to miss some time, but we knew missing, you know, five or six starts at the beginning of the year versus, you know, starting the next 25 or so in a row would be way more important.
Tell me about what some of the things are that you're working on. I saw you throw a cut fastball a couple times in Boston. Didn't see any in that last game. Is that correct?
Yeah, I didn't throw any in the last game. Threw a couple in Boston. The cut fastball is something that I've been hesitantly working on, yeah. I guess you would say. I don't know. You know, I started kind of throwing that right around my shoulder soreness kind of peak up. So you try to, you know, just go back to the basics, which is four-seam curveball changeup for me. Yeah. So that was mostly what I did last game. Not a whole lot of cutter guys in that Texas lineup. This Orioles lineup is kind of similar as far as the way you kind of have to approach the guys. So I don't know if I'll throw a whole lot this game. I may throw a couple. But, you know, if I'm feeling good with certain pitches, I'm just going to stick with them.
This is a pressing question. I've been dying to ask you this for a long time. But on Full House of the Tanner sisters, who did you like best, DJ, Stephanie, or Michelle?
Well, I just watched the whole new season. And I guess
now it's a no-brainer. It's DJ, right?
Yeah, now it's DJ for sure. back in the who's Uncle Jesse married to?
Oh, I can't remember. Her name was Lori Loughlin. Was the actress's name? I can't remember what. Rebecca, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becca. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. That. So her back in the day, even though I was about like 10.
I was in the first grade. Turned to my date and said, "Have mercy."
You thought she could be a great babysitter, right?
She'd be a great. Yeah, she would be a good one.
All right, you're newly married just this past off season, and I was asking just a little bit what things have changed, but not a lot of change. You said. As far as what you watch on TV, as far as cooking, going out and doing things, it's just kind of your buddy. You guys are just hanging out and doing the same old stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it's been. You know, we've dated for, you know, 6 years before we got married. So, you know, we've learned to learned early in our adult lives, you know, that, you know, kind of how to navigate everything. And so kind of me growing up is a lot of her influences on me, and I think vice versa. So we kind of just do the same stuff we've always been doing, and you know, we enjoy being together.
Last thing, with Lance McCullers, what's your favorite city to go to? When you include the ballpark and the food in the city and this in the city itself, what's your favorite place to go?
Probably one of my favorite places to go is Seattle. Yeah. in the summers. It's beautiful up there, and it's like it's the perfect mix of, like, you know, a cool big city with, you know, a lot of things to do, but you know, not you don't feel rushed like you maybe would in a New York or a Chicago. Yeah. So I think it's like the best of both worlds. I love pitching at that field. I love the mound there. So
yeah, that's good stuff. All right, Lance, thanks a lot for catching up. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
A couple of Cy Young Award winners squared off in the Astrodome on this day in 1995. Doug Drabek pitched 7 innings for the Astros and gave up 2 runs and struck out 9, while John Smoltz went 8 innings and gave up 2 and fanned 11. The bullpens held until the bottom of the 10th. Mike Stanton retired Luis Gonzalez to open that frame, bringing up James Mouton. Mouton stepped into a fastball and sent it soaring into the mezzanine in left field for a walk-off homer, and the Astros won 2-1. It was one of the highlights of an 8-year career that could have included many more. When James was voted MVP of the Pacific Coast League, many experts thought he could become a superstar. He certainly did fit the bill on May 27, 1995.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And a nice win yesterday, and second straight day we see Luis Valbuena hit a go-ahead home run, and last night you were able to make it stand up.
Yeah, it's nice to watch him get warmed up a little bit. You know, he's been on the cusp of breaking out and doing some good things. He's flown to the track a couple times. He's hit a couple balls hard. And every hitter, as they go through these lulls, need a little bit of reinforcement that things are going to go okay. And the pull homer is always an option for Louis, but to see him go opposite field means he's tracking the ball pretty well and trusting his approach to be able to handle different pitches in different parts of the zone.
And not only have you won the first 2 games against a very good team, but both of them 1-run victories. Astros have played more games decided by 2 runs or fewer than any team in the American League, and now starting to see some of those turn in your favor.
Yeah, those are they're tough losses, and they're emotional wins. You know, when you play as many close games as we do, you know, the margin for error is very small, and we've lost our fair share of close games where we could have ran the bases a little bit better, mm-hmm. or maybe made a pitch, or maybe got a big 2-out hit. This stretch right here, where we've won a couple games against a good team by a narrow margin, it's fun to watch these guys continue to compete. You know, we don't quit, we don't hang our heads. We can get frustrated with the best of them, but when you win these games, hopefully it breeds a little bit of confidence that no matter where you're at, you're within striking distance, and when you have the lead, we're starting to have a pitching staff gain some confidence to keep that lead.
You talk about pitching staff gaining confidence, particularly the bullpen overall. A lot of strikeouts in this series for the Astros pitchers. 37 in the first 2 games. That ties a club record. And, you know, it's an Orioles team middle of the pack in the American League in strikeouts. So good to see getting outs without, you know, that can't be productive out.
Yeah, it's about finishing at bats. You know, we've preached to these guys to be the aggressor, and they've really taken hold by trying to get ahead early and then trying to your put away pitches when you get to 2 strikes. A lot of them have been fastballs. You know, I think sometimes people think strikeouts mean breaking balls or strikeouts mean chase, but our finished fastballs have been very good as our velocity's ticked up a little bit. Giles has done well. Feliz has done well. Feldman's throwing a little harder. Will Harris is throwing a little bit harder. It brings a little bit of intensity to the at bat, and they've got to account for not only your good secondary pitches, but your firm fastball. And to see him get rewarded, you know, should breed some confidence to continue to be good strike throwers.
Second game last night with the 1-2 spots flip-flop with Springer and Altuve. And I know it's a small sample size, and Altuve has been scuffling a little bit, but how do you like the way that's looked so far?
You know, I like it. You know, George is a good hitter and becomes even more of a good hitter when he can not focus on trying to overswing and instead just his job as a leadoff hitter is to get on base. And, you know, Altuve is going to be fine. He's lined out a couple of times. You know, anytime he goes a stretch of 5 or 6 or 10 at-bats without – dominating the league, all of a sudden it seems as if Armageddon's happening, but he'll be fine, and I like the look of it because George gets on base, he becomes a better hitter. He got the single up the middle yesterday. I haven't seen the out of control overswing that sometimes we see out of him, so I'm going to stick with it for the time being.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.